Hey, welcome to Speak Up Sis Podcast, where we help you get through life while giving you all your life. We say what you think no one wants to hear, but everyone needs to know. I'm your host, inspirational conversationalist, Angel Charmaine. Welcome to season two, everyone. I am elated that we made it through 12 whole episodes in season one. And the first thing I want to do is say thank you to each guest in season one who trusted me to share their stories with the world. I appreciate each and every one of you. Now for season two, I've got a treat. I decided to, let's say, make it rain men for the month of April. The month of April is going to be our month of men's voices. That's right. In this month, I am going to introduce you all to some men, and we're going to get the male perspective on topics that we rarely get to hear men talk about. Topics like self-care and parenting and love and marriage and relationships and lust. Yeah, I said that. You heard it right. Lust. I'm telling you, you all need to just listen, get yourselves ready, because you're in for more real, raw, yet relevant conversations. Let's get it. Can this be to Speak Up Sis Podcast. I am so excited to be in the space today. We've got a special conversation for you all today. I have invited the four men who were a part of Speak Up Sis Podcast season one back into the space for a little bit of a reunion, and they're going to kick off our month of men's voices. And so I want them to kind of talk to one another and allow you all to learn a little bit more about them. And we're gonna do a bit of highlights from their conversations, and they're gonna chop it up a bit. So let me reintroduce to you all. From episode four, he was the first man to say yes to Speak Up Sis, Mr. Jermaine Reeves. He's also author Jermaine Reeves, and you can listen to his episode, Confined Relationships. And he talked to us about what it was like to be incarcerated and still have healthy relationships with his daughter, his girlfriend, as well as his mom. So make sure you check out Jermaine in episode four. And then we have, hello, Jermaine.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, bro?
Yes, sir.
All right, now.
Welcome back. Then we move on to episode seven, where we met Omar Lyles. And he's got a whole lot of letters behind his name. So I can't tell you what they all stand for, but I know he worked with people who have dementia, which is an amazing role. But he's also the founder and owner of Agape Love Network, and we talked about dating on purpose. And I want to say, Omar, right now I believe your episode has got the most listens. I don't know what that thing my people brother. Care about dating.
It's a magic, I guess.
I don't know. I'm like, okay, they want to hear about this dating thing. So maybe we'll explore that a little more in detail. Women want to know what men think about dating. Okay. So welcome back, Omar. And then we've got Aaron Smith, episode 10. an unlikely leader, and Aaron graced our space to talk to us about becoming a voice to the voiceless after having been incarcerated. Aaron, was it 9 years?
Yeah, a little bit over 9 years.
And he came back on the outside kicking down doors and just doing this thing with a vengeance. And so I appreciate you for coming back into the space. I'm really looking forward to hearing some more intimate details about what life for you is like on the outside. And I'm going to just go ahead and throw this out there, Aaron.
Yeah.
I want to know what dating is like for you now.
Okay, yeah.
How different it was almost 10 years ago and then coming out. Yeah. So hold on to that, brother.
And that might be.
Yeah.
That's going to be a biography, man.
And episode 12, let me reintroduce to you all Mr. James Lampkin.
Yes, sir.
And he is the host of Conversations with Lamp, all the way from California. And we talked about, are you special to him? Now, let me say this about James's episode. His episode, which was episode 12, was the only episode out of all 12 that got a voice message. He got two voice messages. I don't know. We may have to revisit this idea, James, of being special to him in order for him to stick it out with you. I think the ladies was kind of feeling some kind of way about that. So you may have to expound on that tonight. So welcome back, James. I appreciate you for coming back as well.
I appreciate it. Good evening to all the fellas as well.
Yes, sir.
Yep, likewise.
All right, everybody. So let's go ahead and jump into this. And listeners, you all aren't going to hear very much from me. I want y'all to hear from the voices of these men because I already know they got lots to say. So I want to start you off here though, guys, and you can take the bull by the horns. What do you all think is the biggest challenge with male-female relationships in our current society? What do you think is the number one issue that men and women have currently?
Wow, man.
I got my answer.
Come on, James. You can jump us off.
For me, it's too much bad advice.
Absolutely.
I'm serious. Too much bad advice. When you look around, you got a bunch of people coaching, a bunch of people telling you what you should be doing. You're not even sure if they qualify to tell you what they're doing.
Absolutely.
But yet they out here making these videos that's going viral. That to me, that's the problem. It's too many people telling you the wrong thing to do.
I think from somebody that's coming back out here, after being gone a while, I would say social media is one of the top things where it's an issue with relationships. A lot of men, I think, and women, they try to kind of hold up to a certain persona, if you will, online. And I think that causes a strain and a stress on a relationship because it's like you're really not being authentic. You're showing off for the likes and the followers and the relationship goals and all these kind of key terms that people use nowadays to kind of have the facade that everything is great in our relationship. So I think it puts a strain on a lot of relationships because I think in most situations, they want people to at least see or feel like their relationship is doing great and they post everything online and it just causes a problem, in my opinion.
For me, it's like that, you know, men in today's society have truly kind of lost their place because of like what he said, bad advice, social media, the women think that they can take the man place now because of, you know, they're independent now. They this and they that. But to me, you know, that what I think the big issue with, you know, relationship in this society. That men got to get in their place and the women got to let them, you know, because it's a protocol. God, men, then the woman. That's my take.
I'm just going to interject and say, listen, I want to hear your voice messages on that one, ladies and gentlemen. Carry on.
Wow. But you know what? See, oh, go ahead, Omar, because you have a story. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think that it's confusion within communication. Within communication, people have really no idea how to communicate with one another between male and female. What some of you had just said, talking about social media, and there are so many other voices, all that coincides with how a person actually interacts with somebody else, because it's just nothing but confusion. And some people, they just really don't know how to go about meeting the right person in their lives. Oh, y'all got quiet.
I think for me, just thinking about, again, my own experience and having a relationship and just dating has been kind of new for me over the last, a little bit over the year, that a lot of times from what I've experienced is pressure. A lot of times, a woman, she see a good man, and no doubt they want to lock you in, they want to lock you down, because I guess what's been out here or what they've been, that's what I've been experiencing. It's like, hold on, slow down a little bit, you know? And so definitely, like, just take it easy, you know what I mean? And I know we, like they say, men out from women, what's the saying go, men are from Venus,
and women are from Mars, and women are from Venus.
That's definitely the truth, you know? We are not emotional creatures like women, so they kind of get attached a little bit quicker than men do. And
what's the pressure though, Aaron? What's the pressure?
The pressure, for me, I've always had like commitment issue, just to keep it 100, right? I come from a lifestyle and a background where I never really always had options. I always look for a way out, and that was even in relationships. And so coming back out here, I thought I kind of shook some of that, you know what I mean? And it's still in me a little bit, you know, it's still like the commitment issue or whatever. I just want to make sure that when I lock down, I'm locking down with the right situation. A lot of times I think about my previous experiences, and that kind of had me on the wall a little bit. Like, I don't ever want to kind of experience those things again with abandonment and the whole situation while me being locked up. And so I'm just really careful, you know, with fully committing, you know. And I've had to come across a couple solid young ladies, you know what I mean? But I wasn't as ready as I thought I was, you know. Mind you, I've been out like 13, 14 months, so I think I still got a little bit more just finding also searching within myself as well, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of seeing what's out here. Not like I'm jumping from bed to bed. I'm not on that, you know what I mean? I'm just kind of just getting to know people.
Right.
I would think you are trying to get to know yourself as well.
Definitely, no doubt, for right. Sure. Yes,
well, you think the prison thing was like the biggest factor? Because you got to adjust to like
society.
You got to adjust to being like in your own space again.
Exactly. Yeah, no, definitely. And I guess I don't like people hovering over me. You know, I've experienced that, and it's like it kind of reminds me of the situation that I just come from, and so. I'm like, just give me my space, you know, and I know sometimes that could be selfish, you know what I mean? I can be that way sometimes, and at times I know I probably can unintentionally lead a person on, you know what I mean? Not like I'm doing it maliciously, but sometimes I feel like it, sometimes I don't, you know what I mean? And so I'm still kind of up in the air with like how soon I want to kind of really settle down and commit, like I thought I did.
Let me piggyback off Aaron, because, you know, I did 8.5 years in the federal prison myself. But the thing about me, when I came out, I was in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
And it just like he said, that the pressure and the woman crying you, because I got, you know, she think that you about to make up the 8.5 years in a certain amount of time. So what it did, it put pressure on you, like he said, hovering over you, you know, and I made bad choices. So it ran me back to what I didn't want to do before I got delivered and gave myself back to the Lord. Because before I went, I'm like him, I had choices, plenty of women here, women there, you know, I just was all over the place. You feel what I'm saying? But to keep it real. So, yeah, I understand exactly what you got. After 9.5 years, you got to be able to adjust into things that really going on out here. So
you came home to a committed relationship?
I came home. She rolled me with. She stayed out with me.
Yeah, you have to do that.
You feel what I'm saying? She stayed out with me for the whole 8.5 years.
But see, that's the issue. Because see, look at what you said, Ern. You was like, he had to do that. But he not the same. He not the same man he was when he went in. So
exactly, brother.
So you can't like, you saying he got to do that. But that's more because of a loyalty thing. But to be fair to him, like, bro, he just spent, you said what, 9 years?
I did 8.5. Eight and a half.
You talking about 8.5 years? You by yourself. You fending for yourself.
Right.
So that man didn't even get a chance to come home and learn how to be in a relationship again. It's something he changed. The woman he was with changed. And I heard your podcast. Did y'all have a kid or something? I can't remember. I want to make sure I'm right. Did you have a kid or something, Jermaine?
Who, me? Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So
it's like he gotta reacclimate himself to society. He's trying to be a boyfriend when he been. I mean, hell, you gotta keep it 100. He was single when you go in there. You single because you gotta make sure you taking care of yourself. I never been in jail, but I'm sure while you in there, you gotta do whatever you need to do to survive. And thinking about your loved ones at home not helping nothing. So,
man, it was hard, man. Now I got to catch up with being a father. When I left, my daughter was 2 months old, three. And when I came home, she was 8.5 years. So I had to adjust to that. I had to adjust to being a father to society. And then not including the peoples on your back, this and that. You know how it go, man, you know, when you're dealing with the federal probation officer. You know, you got to fill out information, send it in. They want to know all your business. And it was just so much, man. So all that pressure made me, you know, make wrong choices again, you know.
How was that? Like, how old was your daughter when you said, how old was she when you went in?
She was 3 months.
Oh, 3 months.
3 months old. I seen her take her first step in the federal prison. I seen her grow up year by year, you know. And this the thing, man. I've been out going on 11 years. And the sad thing about it, I'm even not with the girl. You know, once I did go back to the streets, you feel what I'm saying? I was dipping and diving, selling drugs again, women's again, and this and all that. But time I said, hold up, you know, I was taking losses here and there, you know. And what I did, I like, you know, got to a place where this ain't what the Lord wanted me to do, because I had invested so much of my life in prison with the Lord, you know. That's where my book came from. That's where my ministry came from, what I'm doing now. My vision, my plans, and all this came from. So awesome. So God put it to the back burner and say, you know, I had money, I had this and all I want, but the time I got delivered, the girl left me. Wow. She didn't leave me in the midst of the thing. So she didn't leave me in the midst of the women saying that this and all that. When I gave my life to the Lord, boom.
Oh, so she wasn't like a church woman. She wasn't.
Nah.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean.
She was a great woman, though, man. She was a great woman, man. She, you know, went to college. She a teacher now, man. She raised my daughter very well. So, I ain't got nothing bad to say. But to me, it took me a long time, man, to figure out. Man, I gave my life to the Lord. The street, the pistol put them down, the drug put them down. I'm talking about, I totally surrender. And see, boom.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like I was saying earlier, you wasn't the same man coming home. You was, right. You know what I'm saying? You was a street dude. Now you converting over to a guy, a law-abiding citizen. That's not who she met.
Right, brother. You right.
So, Jermaine, how long have you been, how long has it been since you have been incarcerated?
Going on that.
How many years?
December, it been over 10.
Over 10 years and 3 months.
Yeah, I've been out.
Okay. So what I want to know, because what Omar and I discussed was dating on purpose. And Omar said he don't be dating, he don't be out here casually, like, you be dating, like, what is this, right? So you say, so Aaron is different. Aaron's fresh. He's still fresh.
I know what he's going through, brother.
You got
bro,
10
trust
years.
Me, bro.
You a mess. You got 10 years, and Omar, you're single. I think the only person, the only one of you is married is James. Is that correct? James, you're the only one married. Everybody else is single at this point, right?
I can't speak. I know Jermaine and Aaron is. I'm not sure about Omar.
Yeah, okay then. So then my question then is, Omar, unless you got a little secret you haven't told us, you've been incarcerated. And Jermaine has been out for 10 years now, so he ain't no spring chicken no more on this side.
Nah,
so
Lord,
what I want to know is, you know, what is your idea of dating on purpose now? Do you have a purpose for dating? What's keeping you single at this point?
Well, you know, for me, my experience is that, you know, like you said, it always, when you see a guy, you know, women's are outnumber men, like you said. You know, when you see a guy with purpose, you know, me, an author, this and all that, it kind of hard, you know, to just, you know, it ain't hard, but the right one got to come along. You feel what I'm saying? Through all the hurts and all the trust issues and all this and that. Even though I'm a God-fearing man, but man, it more pressure when a guy like me who converted from the street, them had women's and all this all my life, the pressure is on me. You think it ain't like I don't want to be married. It just got to be the right one. I done went on dates in several different situations, man, where, man, pray for me. You feel what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Pray for your brother, man. So, but I stayed strong and committed to who I am, man. But, man, I'm telling you, man, it ain't nothing like beautiful women and finding the right one, man, to complete you, man. So it ain't that I want to be single. Mm-hmm. You know, man should not be alone, no way, for real. But it ain't that I want to be single. It's just that, you know, when the right one that gonna add purpose onto my life and where I'm going at, you know, that's when I'm, you know, say, hey, you ain't got to pray for me no more.
God.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you, real talk, brother.
Because I'm letting you all share, I'm a shut up, because I got a whole lot to say about what Jermaine just said about even to myself. Omar, please, let all the ladies know, because I know they've seen all y'all's handsome faces plastered all over my social media. And so, listen, I know they're going to be coming for y'all. Those of y'all that are still single, they're going to be in y'all DMs. Please.
Right, roll on. Help me.
Let us know why you're still single, Omar. What's going on? Like, this is what guys say to me. You sure you am me. You You sure you ain't got nobody? You way too pretty tonight. So I'm going, y'all mighty handsome. Got a lot going on for yourselves. Why are you still single, brother?
It's like this. You know, when it comes down to being single, for me, I can't speak for every guy that's out there. But for me, it was always about connection and faithfulness. It's about connection. It's about faithfulness. The polar example of what women always say what they're looking for in a man. But for me, it's more like what I look for in a lady. I look for, you know, pretty much commitment just as much as they look for commitment in us. And so I think that the chemistry, the connection, and us together just wanting to lead a legacy, but you won't know that until you actually get to know a person. And sometimes you can go on 2 and 3 dates and you'll just see to be like, oh my goodness, we're not having no connection.
You know,
chemistry or anything of that nature, then you move on to the next person. But I try not to serial date. Serial dating, you know, when you're dating one lady, then you're moving to another lady, then, and the money start adding up. But I put a hold to that.
Wow. You know? Yes, yes.
Once you start paying all them dates, you know, your money and your pocket start getting a little bit short. So I don't get myself involved in serial dating. What I do is that I try to get to know a person, try to develop mm-hmm. some sort of like a friendship to where I could have pretty much sort of like build where we could actually build ourselves up. You know, when you start up having that connection with each other, you're going out on a number of occasions, you both know what you like, you both know what you want, and then you'll pop up the question and say, hey, you know what? I really like you, and I see that me and you have a little connection. Do you and I really want to start really just going steady with one another? I mean, well, I don't see steady. You know, I'm a guy, so I'll just be like, hey.
You're aging yourself, Omar. We don't go steady anymore.
Right. It is what it is, brother.
Like, do you want to have a relationship? You want to, you know, have a relationship with each other? And, you know, she'll reply and be like, yeah, I really like you too, and I like everything about you. Let's talk about it some more. Then you just talk about it, and the next thing you know, you're establishing a relationship with each other. And everybody's way of dating and how they communicate with each other is different from everybody. I believe that everyone's situation is very unique, and how they go about establishing a relationship than another couple. You know, so I think that dating, to me, is a process of you getting to want to know a person, you know, over several amounts of dates, you know. And sometimes there are people who date just to date, like I talked about it earlier. You know, I went out on a date years ago where the lady wasn't really interested in establishing a relationship. She was serial dating. She was just dating just to get a meal. You know, and go to the movies. And you call back the next day. You know, you call her back the next day, or she may not answer the phone, or she'll just be like, "Oh, you know, that was a really nice date and everything like that." You know, but I'm not really interested in a relationship. You know, anything like that. You know, but I had a nice night. You know, so I haven't counted that.
Omar, before. So are you telling me? Hold on. We have already established that there are more women out here than men trying to have somebody. And you're telling me that there are women
yes.
who are not trying to commit. Because you keep saying that commitment is a big thing, as if yes. there are women who aren't trying to commit. When you meeting them, are you feeling that kind of way as well, guys? Aaron, are you meeting some women out here who ain't trying to commit?
No, it's the opposite with me. they all trying to commit, you know, I'm the issue, really. I've come to realization that like with the whole dating on purpose, like I believe in my heart of hearts that's what I want to do, but also I know that I realize about myself is that I need to love that woman more than she loved me. You know what I'm saying? And so, because I think I've been getting.
Why is that? What?
Yeah. James, listeners, y'all should see their faces right now. James has got the
stank
face.
Hold on, now we got back up. Wait, we got back up.
Why you gotta love her more?
You gotta explain that, man.
Hey, I'm about to, brother. how you look is what I said to myself when I heard it for myself, right? When I'm a man of faith, so that's what God. I feel like God spoke to my spirit. You know what I mean? Because I think outside of that, it's like I'm not going to fully commit. You know what I'm saying? Like if I love you more than you love me, I'm going to be the one that's trying to really make it work. And I think for me, that works for me. You know what I'm saying? It may sound odd, but that's just what I kind of figured out about my own self over this little time that I've been dating or whatever, right? And it was a hard pill for me to swallow because I've never really done that before. You know, it's always been, you know, I've been kind of lax and relaxed in relationships or whatever. And a woman was always the one that was really kind of loving me more than I loved her. And then because of that, I behaved in such a different kind of way, you know? And so that's the best way I can explain it. And I feel secure with it, you know? I was talking with one young lady. We was kicking it for a while, you know, and a solid, really, really solid woman. But I think that's what it was. It came down to that. She loved me more than I loved her. You know what I mean? And also on top of that, I'm a pretty picky dude, you know? And so it may sound superficial for some people, but it's a certain kind of look sometimes I'm looking for. You know what I mean? Absolutely, like, I want to be able to wait. Huh?
Absolutely.
When you say look, are you talking about outward attractiveness? Is that what you mean?
I would attractiveness, you know? And for one moment, and for a minute, I kind of had to talk to one of my Christian brothers. I say, because he was gone for like 20 years. He come home and got married. I said, hey, man, am I being superficial? Like, because I kind of felt that way in a sense, because you can meet a young woman who may be average looking or okay, right? She may not be drop dead gorgeous, but she has a beautiful spirit and personality and things of that nature. But at the same time, I got to, in my mind, I got to be able to wake up to you. You know what I mean?
I'm just, I agree with that.
I gotta wake up to you, and it's like that's what I'm kind of accustomed to, in a sense. And
it's real.
Yeah. Man. So that's part of the issue as well too. I'm picky, you know, and so I'm very analytical. I'm very observing, and I just want to make sure when I do lock in and commit, it's somebody that for one I can wake up to, and for two, not in that order, but someone that I love more than they love me. And that's key for me. That's something that was spoke to my spirit.
Go ahead, James. I know what you're saying. We got it, Lord, by ourselves. I know what you're going to say. You're talking about on the commitment part. You feel what I'm saying?
And
brother, I feel you. I'm a witness.
Yeah.
How every relationship I've been in, basically,
yeah,
the woman, she put in my
work.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I know what, James. Go ahead, bro.
Okay, go ahead, James. Let me hear you, bro.
First of all, love shouldn't be a contest. Right. You love a person or you don't. Like,
that's right, bro.
There's going to be a time, there's always going to be a time where one of you is doing a little more. So you can't look at, okay, like, let's say for a month, you feel like you're doing a little bit more. And you love her more. Like, you love her more. Okay, right. So you loving her more this month. But then what happens the next month? What if she exceeds, you know what I'm saying? She exceeds what you're doing. Is that a problem? Like,
No. I get what you're saying, right? I'm trying to be objective and listen to you, hear you out, but it's more so like just overall, because just my experience, I've always been not the one that's kind of putting all of the energy in the situation and loving that person like they love me. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try a different approach. I'm gonna be the one that kind of be like to put more energy in it and committing more, you know what I'm saying? And then just being vulnerable, and whatever happens, happens, you know? I was vulnerable, and I got, if I get hurt, I get hurt. It's part of the experience, you know what I mean? Oh, so
my only issue is with the word more. I think your whole mindset should be, you meet a woman, you love a woman, you put your best foot forward. That's it. Right. It's not about you loving her more because, again, like I'm speaking, me and my wife, we've been married 17 years.
Right.
There was times where she was carrying a relationship, right?
Right.
But it made me have to step my game up. But when you're dealing with a person, when you love a person, all you have to do is love them. You don't have to say, I'm gonna love you more. You just do what God led you to do. You be the man you need to be. You love the best you can love that woman. And you don't measure the more or less part. You do the best you can as a man. You right. know who you are as a man. You know what you're capable of doing. That's all you need to focus on. Don't focus on, all right, I'm gonna love you more. You need to focus on loving that woman the best way possible. Ooh. However that measures out, it measures out. Because she's going, trust me, when you give a woman what you're supposed to be giving her, she gonna give it to you back. So
more.
Yeah. Like
hey, we just said we not gonna use the word more now.
It's just when you're doing your job, I'm telling you from experience, when you're doing your job as a man, you're going to know. And when you're not doing your job as a man, you're going to know. So
that real, man, because marriage is not lasting, no.
Generation,
no 17 years or better. You feel what I'm saying, man? They get married.
I guess for me, it's just the it's a heightened commitment level. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I get that. Like that's, but again, to me, it just sounds like you haven't met a woman that made you want to do all that. Because if a woman make you want to do all that, you're gonna do it. Like you're not gonna have to think about I'm gonna do this. You're gonna find yourself doing what you know makes that woman happy. If you know whether it's cooking dinner or sending her flowers, whatever it is that you've learned makes that woman happy, you're going to do it. And you're not going to be thinking about, oh, I'm trying to do more. You're going to do it because that's what you've been moved to do.
Right, right. Yeah, no, definitely. I totally agree with that, man.
No.
Yes, sir.
Relationship this is a lamp. Whole lot. This is a whole lot. I'm telling you, I want to unpack, all of that. I'm not going to try to unpack it all right now. But I think that was some really solid advice, James. Really solid. Yeah, totally. And Aaron, I'll also say that, brother, I actually understand exactly what you're saying. I get that. Even as a woman, sometimes we get in those places where I know I can't talk about all women. I can talk about me, and I know I've been in situations where, you know, I felt like I don't love you enough.
Right. That's the word.
We talked there about, who did I talk to this about? I think it was James.
Yeah.
When we talked about this, and I was like, you know, I got to the point where I was like, when the foreclosures start rolling in and the money start getting crazy and things get wild, I'm like, you know what? It ain't enough committed kind of loving. God, I don't know. So, I mean, I can sort of understand that even just a little.
You know something? That's how you determine whether if the person really loves you or not.
Yeah.
Is that when the money goes dry
and they stay there. Yes, sir.
When your life is starting to be broken and they're like, oh, well, you know, we don't have what we used to have. We lost our house, we lost our car, the bank account is gone. That person will determine whether if they're still going to be with you or not. They're ready to get out the door, you know. But if they can stick with you through thick and thin, and willing to hold your hand, even though you're in the gutter, that person is for you. And they're going to stay with you regardless, you know, because some people, male or female, men or women, do not want to be with anybody who they feel like they're at their weakest point because they're not going to be able to be strong themselves. So they feel like I have to go because I don't want my life going in shambles, you know. So they're looking for somebody that can help build them up at the same time. But once they start losing things, they feel like I don't want to be in this relationship no more because this is not the life that I was really looking for. When I got married, I'm just using an example, they'll say to themselves, when I desire to get married, I desire to have a big house. I desire to have swings in the backyard, two kids. I weren't thinking about losing a house. I weren't thinking about using my $80,000 year job, and then you lost yours, and now we both are out of work. Now they want to think about, okay, well, I never really loved you in the first place. All that I said before, I really didn't mean. Now they're going out because either party will go out starting to cheat because they feel that the other person hasn't stepped up to the plate. And that happens a lot in marriages and relationships.
I want to ask the man from experience, 17 years, mm-hmm. bro. When it got to a point when things got a little rough for you, you know, what happened? You know, what did you do to keep the 17 years going, man?
Oh, me? Yes, sir. So me and my wife, we went through our rough patch.
Right. That's life, brother.
And to be honest, I told Andrew on the podcast we did together, the best thing that happened to us was we got married young. Because when I got married, I was only 23. So my wife has seen me grow. So we had enough history with us when things got rough. We had enough history to sustain us. Like we was already about, we was like 12 years in when we really hit our roughest patch. So when you got 12 years of history behind you, and when we started out, it was, you know what I'm saying, we wasn't in the best situation in life. So everything we did was together. So we evolved and we grew together. So that was the biggest thing. Like, I already knew she loved me. Like, I knew whatever happened between us money-wise or whatever, we was going to stay together. If we both lost everything, we was going to do our best to stay together and get it back together. Like, I've been blessed. Like, I tell anybody, I can't speak for nobody else but myself. But me personally, getting married at a young age and growing and developing with a woman was what helped us get through our tough spots. But I will say, like, because I'm pretty sure you gentlemen older than me, except Earn. I know I'm a little older than Earn. But I always maintain the older you get, I think the harder it is to get in a relationship because, you know, I've been married for so long. I got married young, so I never was on my, I wasn't really on my own. I wasn't really out here living,
right,
going through different women and options and things, right, like that. So that's why I'm glad I got married young, because I listen to people like y'all talk about like dating. No, I'm serious. Like, you talk about dating, man, trying to figure things out, and, you know, like, because, like, for me, I'm on the outside looking in, so I could just be like, man, this is so sick. Well, I can't believe, like, I listen to people talking, I'm like, are y'all kidding me? Like, y'all can't figure this shit out? It's pretty simple. But I'm not living it. So, if you older, you got something established, man, you're not too quick to share that with a person that came into your life 2 or 3 years ago, because they didn't watch you build that from the ground. Whereas me, man, I ain't had nothing anyway. So, the woman I got, I already know she not with me for no money. So
absolutely,
throw that out the window. We have a great connection. Like, but it took time to get to that. But when you're talking about you in your 40s, and I'm hearing this dating on purpose, I'm like, what the hell is that? Like, I mean, because to me, it seems like, okay, if you're dealing with a woman who's in her mid to upper 30s, 40s on up, chances are she's dating with the intentions to get married. She's not dating to you know, figure things out. But I was Omar, you were saying like this woman was a serial dater. So how was this woman?
Trying to tell you, man.
Like, how was the woman you was talking about, Omar? Was she in her 40s?
No, this, I was younger. I was like in my 20s doing this.
Time. Okay, so.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I get that.
Man, you got to be fair, brother. Like, you can't use like 20 years.
I'm telling you, man. Hey, man, yeah, wow.
You got to keep. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can give you the background of different women who I've dated over the years. Like, when I was in my 20s, well, most of the people who are in their 20s, they're not really looking for established relationships anyway.
Agree.
Very few people are very mature and looking to settle down, but everybody in their 20s are not like that. So, but in my mind, I was sort of like very mature in my early 20s. So I was kind of like an old head living in a young body in my 20s. And I'm like, dang, I'm looking for a long-term relationship. I'm looking for marriage and all that other stuff like that. You know, when you're like 23 and 24 years old and you go on a date with this young lady, she's just like, oh, I'm not getting married. You know, I just want to go out and have fun and, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Let's fast forward to today, because I'm a guess you're at least 40, right?
No, I'm 43.
Okay, yeah, 40. So let's fast forward to right now. Let's talk man to man and be honest.
Okay, all
you're
right.
You're not running into no serial daters.
Now that was back then. Now it's a different ball game.
But what's your issues now? What's the issues right now?
And to be honest with you, I have my eye on somebody right now. So, you know, but right now it's a different ballgame. All right, when you get up in your age, you're not looking at, as you was explaining earlier, when you get up to a certain age, you're not looking to be dating, you know, just to be just going out there and just having fun and all that stuff. But you're looking for somebody with a nice, solid background, somebody who's willing to be in a long-term relationship, someone who has the same vision, someone not necessarily have to have a career in the Pacific area, as long as they're hardworking, and as long as someone is willing to be with you in a committed relationship. Now, I have a different mindset, and that's what I look for when I want to go out with somebody and when I want to get to know somebody. So my level playing field is different than somebody else, because I actually know some people who are very immature that are much older as well. And they're still playing the same old teenage things that they were doing when they were in high school.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So 30s,
20s, it's a mindset. It really is. It's a mindset on how you look at life and how you look at the kinds of people that you would like to have in your life, you know? Because people date some people who mirror themselves, you know? Okay. So if you have the kind of mindset to want to be with a committed person, then that's who you're going to see yourself with.
So when you was talking about connections, right? You was talking about establishing a connection with a woman. In your mind, is there like, okay, date two, date three? Do you got a number in mind, or is it just like, when it happens, it happens?
No, you know what? You let things like that come naturally. You don't think about things like, like the first, second, or like an order. There's really no order into it, you know? I think culture does that.
So if you was, let's say you was with a woman about, say 4 months. 4 months.
Yeah.
4 months, I would say 4 months, 4 dates. You think you should have been a connection by then?
Oh, of course. I mean, you don't waste four months for nothing.
Absolutely.
that's a lot of waste.
Man, we for the plan.
I got time on my hair.
So that's what I was saying. I wanted to get, like, I wanted to establish, okay, so there is a number. We just established it. We're about four.
Hold on now. Even though it can be 4 months, but I don't look at it as like, oh, this is the fourth month. Therefore, we have to have.
Fair enough. Because I guess because, let me throw this disclaimer out because, again, y'all know I'm married. So my perception on the outside is totally different from what y'all are going through. But I guess it depends on what area you in. Because I was in the D.C. area. And the one thing the D.C. area wasn't hurting for was women who wanted to be committed and had good careers. So it could be the demographics of where you at. And then sometimes it could be you. Like, no disrespect, but like sometimes, like, yeah, men wanna be married too, but sometimes you could come off too aggressive. The same way a woman can come off too aggressive too. Like, that can happen as a man. Like, you making your intentions known and everything you want to do. Like me personally, if I'm single, I would take the approach like, okay, the woman is, she's an adult. She's a woman. I'm going to assume, for the sake of assumption, this woman wants to get married, and depending on her age, want to have kids. So I'm already assuming that. So because I already know that's what she wants, I probably wouldn't even address it. Like, I know when I'm looking for, but I don't necessarily know I need to say it to her, because believe it or not, like I said, I think you can be too aggressive as a man. Like, I'm looking for this, this, this. And she like, well, damn, what the fuck? Like, can we eat this dinner first? So I don't know.
Here's the thing. That's why I said that things have to come naturally. Okay. Now, there are a lot of couples who get in a lot of trouble because they don't never ask questions.
Agreed.
They go all the way up until they get to the altar and say, oh, I don't want kids.
Yeah.
You know? That's the kind of stuff that you should ask at the beginning. Oh, I feel like I really want to move to California, but other person wants to stay in New Jersey. You know, I don't want to have kids, but the other person wants to have kids. Oh, I don't want this career. As a matter of fact, I want to be a stay-at-home wife, you know, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. Sometimes you have to ask questions, but let it come naturally in a relationship. I think that when you're trying to establish a relationship, like you said, don't come off too aggressively. I think people do that. But I think that all communication should be done naturally and not forcible. You know, that's why when you get into a conversation, your conversation should just be natural. You're out there to enjoy each other, get to know one another, and say, hey, you know what? We've been dating for a little bit. Are you looking to have children? You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You say that to her, and then she's going to give you an honest answer.
Do you have kids, Omar?
No, I'm not sure.
Oh, so that cut down on your dating pool. Because again, like, if you said you're 43, so chances are, okay, let me ask you this. You got an age range of women you're looking for?
But you know what? It's kind of weird, too, because I wouldn't mind her between the ages of 30 all the way up to, like, 45.
Okay. So 30.
So that's still baby making. That's still a baby making age.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I have to do that.
you want kids, Omar? Or?
I wouldn't mind having kids. I want kids. I would say I want kids, and I wouldn't mind being with someone who had one or two kids. You know, because I'm at that age where a lot of ladies that I see already have children. So
they got grown kids.
Yeah, right. That's why I was wondering, because it's like, if you meet a woman who already got kids and they like, they damn near on their way out the door.
Right. In college.
Hey, man.
No, is you crazy?
But man, so since you all brought up this idea of women with children, I have another question as well. I want to put I actually have two questions that I would like for you all to expound on. One is, how do you feel about dating women who already have children? How many children are too many children? is it an idea of baby daddies or number of children? And then the second question, and don't come on here faking the funk, tell me the truth. And then the second question I want you all to explore is this idea of, because it's come up a couple of times, this idea of being aggressive, or I hate to use the word aggressive, but being forward. How do you feel about a woman being more forward and telling you what it is that she wants up front? Is that a turn off for you, or are you okay with it? So those two ideas, one, babies, baby daddies, yes or no, and forward women. Do you prefer women to be more forward or a bit more reserved?
Hey, hold on. Let me excuse myself.
Go ahead, man.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well,
he exited.
I got some
I think for me, I've actually experienced. I've probably experienced all kind of stuff in this little bit of time.
In a year, Aaron?
But a little bit over a year. Yeah, it's been kind of interesting. But I was serious with a young lady, and she had one child, and that was perfect for me. And the child was, he was older, like 18 years old, so he was he was out the house. But I questioned myself with that because I have one daughter. And I said, I think the max I would be willing to do is two, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, we just never know what can happen. But I know if I meet a young lady with four or five kids, chances are that's probably going to be a no-go for me. You know what I mean? Because for one, I have one child, right? And I've been gone for so long, and haven't had the really opportunity to raise my own child. And I know it may sound crazy. I might get some voicemails behind this, but I don't know how much of a commitment I'm willing to provide into like raising three, four kids. That's not, you know what I mean? That's not mine. You know what I mean? And I have my own daughter that I don't have the opportunity to really be in her life like how I want. But one or two is cool. Especially if they're like, it really don't even matter the age, because if they're young, that's fine. If they're older, that's cool. But I know I definitely couldn't. I don't think I could do the four and five children.
What if
I think
they
that's a bit much for me. What if they all grown?
Yeah.
First and foremost, I think it depends on the age. My age range with the women that I would date is like around 30 to about 40. I ain't really trying to go too much past 40. I'm 39. You know what I mean? I'm trying, you know. if they in their early 40s, then you know, they got a lot going on for themselves. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, hey,
keep it real, man. It's all good, man.
Yeah. So pretty much it's just like that age group, 30 to 40, 42, somewhere around there. But I've been gone a little bit of time, right? So I really feel mentally, I feel like I'm 40 something, right? But physically, I still feel like I'm 28 years old. I'm 26 years old. You know what I mean? So sometimes that look good to me, but I know that's too young for me. Like we really can't you know, we're not compatible, I don't think. You know what I mean? I haven't really dated anyone that young. They've all been in that range of 30 to 38. And I think I found that's perfect for me. But yeah, so far as the kids, up to two, I'm fine. Maybe up to three, it's cool, depending on the situation. And you mentioned like the whole baby daddy issue. That will be something I will consider. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. if you got three kids, you got three baby daddies, that's probably definitely going to be a no-go for me, because now I got to deal with potentially three situations. You know what I mean? And so I ain't really trying to do that. If you got two kids or three kids with the same father of your kids, then that's a little better to manage. You know what I mean? Because now I don't have to deal with the possibilities of you going back and forth, all these different personalities. So I'm weighing in a lot of different things with my situation. And as far as your second question, as you stated with the, far as like being aggressive or like forward, a young lady, I really don't have a problem with that. Cause I think I'm pretty forward and kind of like what I expect in a relationship or just growing with the person. I haven't mm-hmm. really had any issues like with any miscommunications with a young lady that I'm dating or that I'm getting to know. It's just a matter of me being fully committed. Like, we both understand. I understand what she wants, and I break it down what I think I'm looking for. But a lot of times what ends up happening is that, you know, I realize that maybe a little bit down the line that maybe this ain't the person I really want to rock with, you know, and I find myself kind of backing out that situation. So that's been my problem.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to expound on those two questions, Jermaine?
Well, kids not the issue with me dealing with a relationship. You feel me? You know, especially mm-hmm. dealing with my life as a godfather, man. It's just about finding the right one. You know, mm-hmm. the things that I look forward to doing, dealing with my vision and plans and that she gonna add purpose on my life. But age situation, you know, nobody want no 60, 70 years old. You feel what I'm saying? keep that right there. You feel what I'm saying? and I definitely don't want no baby, because I got children 28 years old. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, and for that right now, you feel what I'm saying? I ain't knocking the Cougars or whatever the case may be. You know, there's some beautiful women on our age category. So let me throw that out there. But you know, as far as anything else dealing with a kid, you know, I know who I am, you know, and whatnot. So you know, I got three kids myself by three different baby mama. So you know, you could look at it the opposite way of me going in a relationship. Do they got to deal with the three baby mamas? Right. You see what I'm saying? Exactly. So you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, no, so I'm gonna stay out of that right now, bro. Yeah. But I feel you. Keep it real, man. You know, it's okay, bro. You know what I mean?
Jermaine, I want you to hold on to that same energy, because I, you know, you've been like 10 years. Still ain't committed. You might get to 60 by yourself.
Look,
see how you just turned and then you was like, I got three baby mamas now. Hey, I'm good with it. Up. See, now don't get to 60 and these women be like, I don't want no 60-year-old man.
Well, you know what I mean? Hey,
because you know old men got worms.
Oh yeah, I'm supposed to got no worms. Well, his age ain't got nothing to do with it. You feel what I'm saying? But it's just like, man, like he said, you know, it just go different ways for different people. For me, myself, you know, I have been out, you know, I was in a committed relationship for a long time. But lately, you know, since I got delivered and gave my life to the Lord, you know, it's been some opportunity here and there, but, you know, and the straightforward thing, that would have bad me off of some of these God-fearing women. Not to say all of them like that, but, you know, it was just like a too straightforward thing where, you know, control issues here and there. You know, I got problems with that because, you know, I'd have been in some relationship like that, you know. Not where the woman controlled me, but, you know, she, you know, we were collided with some issue that I had to work out with myself from me coming from the streets or whatever. But, you know, it's just like dealing with the straightforward thing. You know, I don't mind the women being real, you know, coming forward to being who they is or whatever the case may be. Because at the end of the day, we all got choices, whether we going to deal with it or not. So, me and myself, but, you know, I got this special lady. She on the way. But, you know what I'm saying? She on the way to where the world can see what's going on with me. But, you know, I'm about my where I stand at, dealing with who I am as a man of God. You know, I believe in being equally yoked. You feel what I'm saying? I believe in my purpose. I believe in, you know, what she got, you know, I got, and what I got, she got, you know what I'm saying? What I'm missing, she got, and what she missing, I got. Things like that. Right. But like, you feel what I'm saying? So, it can go both ways when it comes to the kid thing. You feel what I'm saying? Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
I just want to say this. I was raised by a man who wasn't my biological father since I was 1 year old, and I had four other siblings at the time. So I respect any man that steps up to the plate and play that role as a father.
That's real, brother.
You know, and just to kind of go off what Brother Jermaine stated, like to find a woman who kind of fits into, like you all share a purpose, or she understand your purpose and vice versa, you know. And so who knows what the Lord has for me, you know. If a young lady comes about and she has five kids and we equally yoked, hey, that can happen, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But, you know, that's just kind of like my, I don't want to say my standard, but it's like what I'm kind of like looking out for, you know, but anything can happen.
Amen. Absolutely.
Omar, did you weigh in on this one? Y'all excuse me. I think that technical issue was on my end. So please excuse me for that. Did you weigh in? What are your thoughts on number of babies, baby daddies, and forward women who just come out and tell you what they want to do?
You know what? To me, I wouldn't mind a lady telling me what she wants, but I think that would be a deal breaker at the same time, because it would help me, you know, to understand where she's at. Because if I know where she's at, then I can just move on, you know? So it depends on if we have the same thing in mind, you know? If we have the same mission, the same vision for each other, she tells me what she wants, I tell her what she wants, then we're going to keep it going, you know? So I wouldn't mind her being straightforward about what she wants. And it depends, because sometimes if she's been forward in a way, like, let's marry tomorrow, then that gives me a sign to just move away.
Hey.
Like that.
Hey, bro, Ron, take off.
You wanted to be committed, Omar. You said you want a commitment now. She's trying to commit.
In one day. Hold on.
That's the difference between commitment and crazy.
Exactly. Ain't that right? There you go, James.
You know, you just committed. Married, and now she wants to go to the Elvis Chapel like tomorrow.
Not the Elvis Chapel.
Oh, Kelly wanna have to tell you what to wear and
I'm
get your story going here and there now.
I know, right? Man, now, children, to me. I can't say what God would allow me to do in my life as far as how many children. If I met a lady who has like 3, 4, and 5 children, I can't say what God would not allow me to be with somebody that has that many children. I don't know. Maybe God will, maybe God not will not. You know, so that depends on how I'm being lived, you know. But coming in, I have been in a relationship with someone with children before too. I've been with someone who had 3 kids. And it was kind of rough in a way. It was good, but then at the same time, when you're trying to have a relationship with her, and then you're trying to have a relationship with children, because children to me are very important. I love kids. I used to work with kids as well.
Right. That's right.
But if the children one of the children may not be so well afield, but then the other two may be. Mm. And so it may be a conflict in there, because I've never really raised any children.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. So you're coming into a different kind of world. You're coming into a different space. You're coming in somebody else's territory.
Yeah. There you go.
And then other sometimes children may feel that you're trying to replace their father.
Right.
You know, because I used to hear like, oh, wow, you're not my daddy, you know, that kind of thing.
My daddy coming back. I didn't say it. You ain't none of my daddy. Yeah, that real.
Yeah, so you got to think about those things at the same time. So I wouldn't mind going out with someone with children, but my advice is to treat very lightly.
Yeah.
And be led by the Holy Spirit on how you go about doing it.
No doubt, definitely.
It has to be at a slow pace, you know, getting to know the kids, getting to know the mother, and the right time to actually being introduced to the children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just takes time. You know, I allow the Holy Spirit to just move into that kind of situation, you know, because people get very damaged, especially if the children like you.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden you're not with her anymore because the children have sort of like a connection to you. And they're like, he was like a father to me. Now he's gone.
Absolutely.
So to me, it just takes time for me to be led to be with someone who has children. And I wouldn't mind, but I just have to be led to do that, to go there.
To me, as experienced so many different types of relationships with women who got kids, you know, I think that if you're gonna date a woman, you gotta have to sell the kid for one, and vice versa. You feel what I'm saying? That's how I look at the situation, because I don't want to be with no woman if she can't sell my kid.
Right.
And I don't, and I feel the same way about women. You know, to speak up for the sister. You know, a dude don't want to sell to a kid he don't need. You feel what I'm saying? That's just how I'm.
I think for me, when I meet a young lady that has a child and I'm really digging her, then of course I'm going to be thinking about, you know, and we digging each other. Maybe women we've been dating for a couple months and we spending a lot of time with each other.
Right.
Of course I should be thinking about my relationship with that child. You know what I mean? Especially if we talking on that level. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, sir.
Is there anything that we didn't cover that you think is important to at least address before I let y'all go?
I got some. I think lust. Did you hear me? Lust.
L-U-S-T, lust?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Listen, I said I was trying to let y'all go.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, that's dangerous. I started to say something about that, man, because, you know.
I was hesitant on that because I know that can spiral into a whole nother episode.
Right.
But no, but I want to hear what you have to say. Talk to us about lust. What's up?
And I'll tell you.
I mean, well, for me, I thought about it about 10, 15 minutes ago, mm-hmm. like asking Jermaine, because we were both in the same situation, like coming out. And that's one of the things that I kind of deal with now. You know what I mean? Again, not like I'm sleeping around or anything like that, but I do have a wandering eye. You know what I mean? Just to keep it real with you all.
Hey, bro.
So it's just like keeping those things in check too at the same time, especially being a man of God, things of that nature. It's like, but sometimes my flesh get in the way.
Okay.
You know, and so that definitely can affect my relationships with women, you know, because I may be thinking about or thinking about the next woman, not even like in potential or whatever, just being with that person, and it can affect the relationship I'm in right now because I'm being distracted.
Right.
So I wanted to kind of ask the man, like, how did he handle lust coming out? And just one, like, for me, I don't even have a problem. I enjoy just being around women. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to be having sex with you or nothing. Like, I don't mind just sitting around just chopping it up with you, right? Because I spend so much time without a young lady. And so it's just kind of cool just to converse. And but eventually I know what it potentially can lead to. And I'm just trying to keep that in check as well. And I've been having issues with that, though.
And you know what, brother? Man, to keep it real, man. Why you ain't gonna need... bro, you're going to need a higher power, man.
No question.
So glad. Yeah. So I'm telling you, bro, I'm glad that you is a man of faith. Because, man, when I came out, bro, man, Lord help me. I'm telling you. Man, I was gone so long, man. Even though I had a woman, man, it was rough, bro. I know what you're going through, man. I'm telling you, man. Because you were gone 9, man. It's a change. It hard, man, but man, you know, once I committed my life back to the Lord, man, you know, it's still hard, man. Like it intensified with women. You feel what I'm saying? Women love a saved man. got a lot going for itself, bro. That's a feeling by itself, man.
Listen, okay.
Man, listen, brother.
Not only are you saved, no, women love. I said women love a man who understand the streets, who is also intelligent, and you say, bro,
and you got a purpose, man, bro. I don't tell my man, I had to run from the women from the church, man. I had to take off from the women from the church, Lord help me. I don't tell you, for real, man. Man, I'm telling you, man, it's not easy, bro, but it worth it. You know what I mean? It worth it, man. Right. Call it morals and integrities and standards. As a man of God, man. So, you know, man, I see him every day, man, but I try to, you know, I try to stay focused, man, and keep on doing what I'm doing, man. And, you know, so, bro, it ain't easy, man. I'm going to pray for you. I'm definitely going to be praying for you, man. Yeah, for real, man. And it real, man. I can't tell you nothing different. I'm just telling you, bro, from experience, man, it ain't easy, but it worth it, man. It worth it waiting on the right one, man, to be able to give your all, man. You know,
I say this because I've been married with the same woman 17 years. To me, I mean, to be brutally honest, I just think you haven't met the right woman. Because when you meet the right woman, it's not as hard.
Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna still, because women like men who know what they want. And just the fact, like, when you're dealing with a woman who, you know, who touches your soul, touches your spirit, you're not focused on nobody else. Now, for me, I have that. And then another thing that, because I'm married, you have to, like, once you get married, like, you know, God willing, y'all both sound like I want to get married. So God willing, you know, once you get married, your mindset becomes, one, you with this one woman, and two, you have to keep the mindset of one bad decision can cost you everything. And not just, you know what I'm saying? I know you guys know that from your past, but I'm just talking about, you know, family, having a woman you love, you know, you lose her. And even if you don't lose her, it's never the same, because that, like, the trust gone, you know, now anytime something wrong, you know,
hey, brother.
You being grilled about it, and that takes a toll. Like, by the grace of God, we never had those issues. Like, because I'm gonna tell you, bro, I don't want to live like that. Like, I'm telling you right now, before I got to keep giving up my phone and keep announcing my whereabouts, man, I end this thing. Like, I don't want to be in no relationship like that. But you can control that. If you control your desires and your emotions as a man, you won't ever have to be in no relationship like that. So that's the big thing, man. I'm just being honest with you, Aaron. I just don't think you met a woman who made you want to do all that. Because when you really into a woman, man, trust me, the other ones don't matter. You're not going to remember. Because that one woman that you meet really do that to you, man, you ain't thinking about the other three or four, whatever, because that one woman is filling that void that you had. Right. Like when, like people had this misconception that one woman can't fill all your voids, and that's not true. There's necessary voids that have to be filled. Like, I think people look for a spouse or a person that meets all their needs, and no one person can meet all your needs. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Like, I can't meet all my wife's needs, and she can't meet all my needs. But the critical need, I can say for me, the critical needs, I try my best to meet hers. And fortunately, my critical needs, she does meet them. So that's why we've been able to last so long. Like, there's things that I want to do, things that I wish she did, but she is just not in her to do it, and that's fine. It's not a deal breaker. It's not going to affect our marriage. It's just something trivial, for lack of better terms. I wish she was meeting it, but she can't meet all my needs. So it's just the critical. You have to focus on a person. You have to establish what are your critical needs. Mm-hmm. Once you find a woman who meet those critical needs, that's when you need to start focusing on that. Like, you know what your critical needs are. So.
And one thing, man, for me, man, straight up, man, you got to make sacrifices, man.
Oh, God, yeah.
Dealing with them desires, you feel what I'm saying? As a man, yeah, man, we get desires, man, because we, especially, you know, he's a married man, so I understand exactly. But at me, you know, being single, man, you know, you got to sacrifice the desires, man, to find that right one, man.
Definitely.
Feel what I'm saying? You got to, brother.
Yeah.
I see out there, man. You know, I see you, bro. You're a great dude, man. You know, she out there for you, man. You know, so yeah, continue on, man. Just hold on, be strong, man. You know.
Yeah,
man. I know how they are transitioning from being incarcerated to coming to the world with that glow on you, man, and you feel what I'm saying? Got some great things going for you, but they be like, bro, for real, man. But you got to make sacrifices, man. A whole lot on, bro, to hold on to your integrity, your morals, and what you're trying to do in life to be in a committed relationship forever, man.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
I just feel like if I could just like get one great big group hug right now, just like totally, just like, this is all love and therapy right now. I'm feeling real good about this. Yeah, all right. Definitely.
And one last thing, man.
Did that help you any, Aaron? Did that give you a different perspective?
Oh, tremendously. It helped out a lot, you know? Like, I realized that I haven't really been in a lot of relationships my whole life, you know, and like even like raising children, like my daughter was born while I was incarcerated, so it's certain things like I've been single my whole life, you know what I mean? Like, it's just really been about me, and so it's like now I'm coming back out here reestablishing myself, and that one area of reestablishment is like finding that one woman that I can fully commit to, and I have come close, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's almost like I don't know, when you're looking for a job or a career, you know what I'm saying? Like, you go on a lot of interviews, you know what I mean? Like, you want to find that fit. And so it's kind of similar to that. I don't want to devalue a relationship by comparing to like a job or a career, but I think you all get the drift with that. So it's just basically just me as Jermaine said, just I had to sacrifice, you know, and like keep my morals and integrity intact, and you know, kind of straighten out that wonder now I got, you know.
Hey, you know what it sound like? You know what it sound like too, Ern? Like,
what's up?
It sound like you ain't ready to play team ball right now. But like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Sometimes I feel that way, and then sometimes I don't. It's like, I would, in the beginning, I kick it and okay, this is what I want. But then I don't know if it's something that the young lady do, or I kind of get to know that person. I'm like, I don't know if it's the person that I want to rock with.
You know what? Let me break it down. Let's break it down, because you're a Bulls fan. So we're going to talk in terms of sport. Remember when Mike first started out, kept losing to the Celtics. Then Scotty came along.
Right.
You got to play team ball.
Play the game.
That's right.
Yeah, like you just not ready to play team ball right now. But once you ready to play team ball, man, it's gonna come like you ain't like your mind and your body gonna tell you I'm tired of doing this alone. And the right woman coming along will make you realize how effective a team can be. Like we everybody's capable of doing things as an individual.
Yeah.
When you got the right person behind you.
Yes, Lord. Man,
you can go to a whole nother level. You just not there yet. Like you just came home. You know what I'm saying? You learning. You getting acclimated with yourself. Like being a civilian, being able to move how you want, be free how you want. You only been home a year, so it's like you learning. You reacclimating yourself, and that's gonna take some time. Who knows how much time that's gonna be? Maybe another year. Maybe another 2 years. Maybe another day. Who knows? But the right person that you meet will accelerate that process. But until then, I mean, just, man, if my advice, just enjoy life where you at. Like, you right, home, brother. Free, you healthy by the grace of God.
Yes, sir.
But just work on being your best self. And then the right woman will come along, and she will compliment everything you're doing, and y'all two will go to a totally different level. So just focus on yourself right now. Don't even worry about you know, because you want to be about yourself. Nothing wrong with that. You had to get society a lot of your time.
When
you
could be yeah, yourself. Man.
So yeah. Now you being yourself. So just enjoy being yourself. And when the right time come, when God want to send a woman who will change the process and the trajectory of where your life going, it's going to happen. So just enjoy the process of where you at. Because I'm going to tell you, bro, I'm married. And sometimes I just want to be by myself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah.
But, bro, let me tell you this. Let me say this, man. The best thing ever happened to a man was a woman, bro.
I'm
telling you. And this the thing, man. Yeah. And this the thing, man. The word of God said, a man who findeth
a wife findeth a good thing.
And obtain favor from the Lord.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
So that's why he can. You know, 17 years, bro. He gets blessed after blessing, you know what I'm saying? Because of those sacrifices and commitments, you know, things he had, you know. They growed up together, man. You feel what I'm saying, man? It's a beautiful thing, man. Women is the best thing that happened to a man, bro.
You 100% right.
I ain't talking about all of them. They won. They right one.
Jermaine, now see, I thought we were gonna end this on a.
I'm just saying, you know how this thing live. They're just like, hold up. Now let me speak up for the brother. For the women, a man is the best thing God ever.
You know, man was back the right one. And you just decided to just drop the bat.
Okay, yeah. I'm gone, man. Well, it sure was a blessing to break the bread of life with y'all, fellas.
Definitely, man. It was an honor talking to y'all.
Angela, she always been down for me. You know, my one of my greatest supporters. You feel what I'm saying? Right. So you know, it's just a blessing. It is just fellowship with y'all, brother. To learn something, 17 years, man. And brother, you just getting out, man. We all got these different pathways, man. But, you know, let's try to end up in the same designation, man.
Definitely.
That's what God want us to do, brother.
It was a blessing talking with y'all, and this won't be the last time we talk. We got each other information, so we'll continue to keep our conversations going.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, I gotta come sit on y'all couches and kick my feet up and get some lessons, you know.
Yeah,
some sessions going.
Hey man, we definitely gotta do that interview, man. Both of y'all.
We gonna do a live, man.
Yeah,
we're
do man, a live. Let's do that, bro. Absolutely.
That's what's up. So listen, Speak Up Sis podcast family. Oh my goodness, what a powerful way to kick off season 2 of Speak Up Sis podcast, allowing you all to hear the voices of men. And we're going to do this all month long. So just get ready. Next Monday, next episode, we're going to be talking to Raphael Tommy, who is the host of Can You Blame Me? podcast, and he and I are going to chop it up about self-care. And I know you all think that's a girly topic, but let me tell you something. This brother is going to shed some light on what self-care looks like from the man's perspective. So listen, thank you so much, James. I appreciate you. Make sure that you all check James Lampkin out. He is the host of Conversations with Lamp. You can find him on SoundCloud. You can also catch him on Instagram. James, you got an underscore in there. Give him your IG tag.
It's Conversations underscore with underscore Lamp. And my podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts as well.
That's what's up. Thank you, James. I appreciate you. And Jermaine, we've got author Jermaine Reeves. He's got a book, which has got a long name. I'm going to let him give you all the title of the book, and he'll let you know how you can connect with him as well. Jermaine, how can the people get a copy of your book? How can they connect with you on social media?
You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, you know, iUniverse.com to order my book. It's called From the Witness of Inspiration Through the Revelation of Incarceration. Letters to the Lord from the Soul of Jermaine Reed, Volume 1. But Volume 2, Jake, went on ebook. I ain't tell you about that.
Congratulations.
Guys, and, you know, but my website is www.reedj43.wix.com. So, y'all holler at me. I'm on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Jermaine Reeves, you know. And, you know, God bless y'all. And be safe from the Corona, whatever they want to call it.
That's a whole other podcast. Thank you, Jermaine, for gracing the space today. And then we've got Aaron, who is the host of Escaping the Odds podcast. So I know you can find him Escaping the Odds everywhere. So let the people know specifically, Aaron, how you want them to reach out to you and listen to your podcast.
Escaping the Odds podcast can be reached or listened to on Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Anchor.fm, Apple Podcasts, pretty much as Ms. Angel stated, everywhere that the podcasts are played. Also, I can be reached through my Instagram on Escaping the Odds podcast. Also, Facebook, Aaron Smith, spelled with two A's, R-O-N, Smith. And website coming soon, beginning of May, is what I'm shooting for, escapingtheodds.com. So continue to support. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate you for returning as well. And Omar Lyles, the owner, founder of Agape Love Network. He had to run out on us a little earlier, but I definitely want to shout him out and say thank you very much for joining the conversation tonight as well, Omar. You all can find Omar on Instagram as well as Facebook at Agape Love Network, and his name is Omar Lyles. And I will place all of these men's information on speakupsis.com, and so you'll be able to connect with all of them via the speakupsis.com website. Thank you all so much. I pray God's blessings and favor upon all of you. I pray that every single thing you set your mind to do and you put your hands to accomplish, that you will be given more grace to do it. And that you will just continue to excel and exceed in all that you do. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to you all later.
Bye. All right, y'all be blessed, man.
Y'all take care.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for listening today to Speak Up Sis podcast. And I hope that you have enjoyed and have been inspired. I invite you to visit me online at speakupsis.com and subscribe to receive updates on future Speak Up Sis podcast episodes. Also, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Speak Up Sis Podcast. I'd like to thank my generous supporters. You all help make it possible for me to continue to create this safe space for everyday people to share their stories to inspire the stories of others. If you're listening and you'd like to support this vision as well,
Click support in the app. Or if you'd like to advertise on the podcast, visit speakupsis.com and click Speak Up Sis podcast in the menu. Again, I'd like to thank you all for listening today. And until next time, I encourage you to open your mouth and speak up.